Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game two of six between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Zach Vinaro, who's been part of a bullpen that has been real fun to watch over the last couple weeks. Zach, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you having me.
Fun outing last night, a scoreless inning in a game that was really tight late. How fun has it been to put together a couple of real good outings here over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than going into a late game situation and try to win a ball game. I mean, we worked so hard all game at the plate, in the field, like, just to know that, you know, you can go in and help your team that late in the game, it means a lot.
What's kind of been working for you on the mound over these last couple of outings?
Specifically, just getting ahead of hitters, especially these last few outings. I've had some inconsistency issues throughout the year with getting ahead of hitters, but I've really put a big emphasis in like the early work and the catch play and stuff and the pregame bullpens and all that stuff, just to, you know, try to get my sights toned in. And it's been really been working for me lately.
You're a guy too who's been in the back end of the bullpen for a majority of your career. You've been in a lot of big time situations, and especially here coming down to the second half of the season, division title on the line in the second half. How much do you enjoy being in those late game situations?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I love being in those situations. You know, there's nothing better than being in those situations. I mean, you can compare it to that or being in a game where you're up 10 or down 10. Like, it's just a complete different feel. It's less, I mean, honestly, just less fun. So being in those high leverage situations is a lot more fun.
What's it like being out in the bullpen and getting that call? Because it's not like where it's a 10-run game and you're like, all right, you have a couple of moments to get going. It's usually a pretty quick call when you're out in the field.
Yeah, I mean, Will does a pretty good job with letting us know when to start moving around or if your situation's about to come up. It's also, well, August 2nd now. Like, you know, we're so deep in the season. We all kind of know what periods of the game we're going to go into. So, like, you know, we'll have some guys getting ready early in the game, some guys moving their body around mid-game. Like, just kind of everyone just kind of different and does their own thing. And just make sure their body's ready for the name to be called.
So for you, a guy who doesn't usually pitch until the 7th, 8th, or 9th inning, what are you doing the first 6 or 7 innings in the bullpen?
Well, the first 3, not much. A lot of joking around, you know, rooting on our guys in the field, at the plate. But around the 5th inning, start locking it in, moving the body around, you know, especially if you feel like there's a situation coming up that I might go in the game. So it's pretty much the routine.
One of the big things too, and you hear this from a lot of guys at the big league level, as far as learning how to be mentally calm in those situations where it might be 2-2 in the 9th inning and the tying runs up at the plate, or one of those late game high leverage situations. How did you learn how to just keep it even keel in those situations?
I mean, honestly, it just kind of come more natural to me for me to just enjoy those situations more. It's been a lot harder to lock in a non-competitive game. So, I mean, I feel like I'm just more comfortable in those situations than anything, just pitching them, you know, pretty much my whole life. So,
you're also a guy who spends a lot of the offseason in the Raleigh-Durham area. You've done a lot of training there, K-Zone, for the first part of your career, and you've moved on to a new facility. How much do you like enjoying spending the offseason in the Raleigh-Durham area?
Yeah, I mean, Raleigh's great. I love the area. All the people there are awesome. There's, you know, just so much there to do. Golf is great in the offseason there. You can play all offseason. It's warm enough. But yeah, you know, I was at K-Zone Academy for the first part of my career. Had a great time there. Learned so much there. I honestly wouldn't be where I'm at today without being a part of K-Zone and that family. This past offseason, decided to make the switch to Brandon Young Physical Therapy. Just felt like, you know, at the end of the day, it was time to move on and make a change. And, you know, so far, feel like it's been, you know, a great move. There are a bunch of great guys there, not just baseball training-wise, but it's a whole PT place, so anything you need done there, you can get it done. So, yeah, just great staff there, great group of guys that we're all able to train together and work together to get each other better, so it was a great time.
Your family also has a dog. What kind of dog do you have?
I got a Yellow Lab my senior year of college. Yeah, his name's Rawlings, and my family wasn't too happy with me when I decided to get him in college. They're all up in New York, but I ended up getting him. And then, you know, as baseball decided to get a little more serious post-college, my dad definitely took some of the weight off my shoulders and, you know, called me one day. He was like, just so you know, while you're gone and stuff, you don't have to trust me on anything. He's like, Rawlings can stay with us. So I was like, thank you. I mean, He was going to do it anyway, but thank you. But yeah, he's with them all season. And I get him back in the off season, and yeah, he's the best dog ever. He has a great time up there with the family, and has a great time with me when I'm in the off season. So,
you also mentioned you grew up in northern New York. It is entirely way too cold to play baseball in the off season. It's not like Raleigh where you can play all year round and golf all year round. It kind of snows a bit, which makes it hard to do anything outside. So you took up basketball, and you actually won a state title in high school.
Yes.
Why pick up basketball?
Honestly, we were a very big basketball school in high school. I went to a very, very small public school in upstate New York called New York Mills, but basketball has just been it was a sport there for forever. Like, you know, my mom went to school at that specific high school too. They won a state title. Like, her class won a state title when they were in high school. So, like, it's just always been a big thing. Growing up, you know, they pack out the gym every single night. I remember being, like, in elementary school or even middle school, going to all the games, how exciting it was. And, you know, everyone in the town is kind of, like, all they do is, like, kind of dream about being in that moment. And then, you know, it's a lot of fun when you finally get to be a part of it.
And you won a state title, too. How fun of an experience was that?
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing experience. You know, all 3 years I was on the varsity team, we were real close every year. Really close my junior year, we lost in the Final Four, which is devastating. But senior year, we really put it together. We made a good run. I think we lost one game in the regular season to a very good school. And then just kind of ran through the rest of the season, you know, relatively easy. We had some good matchups with some bigger schools that we had to play, but going into the Final Four, we pretty much handled our business the way we were supposed to. We had a really championship game, was really, really good game, probably our best game all year. We ended up winning in overtime, so
it's a special moment right there. Would you say you are one of the better hoops players in the Southern League?
I mean, I gotta be. You know, we had some guys on our team here that, you know, like to think they're athletes. But I gotta take the hoops thing. So
you heard it here first. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
No, I appreciate you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35.